Happy May, Mayor.
Yes, indeed. Good morning, Joe.
Now we have May showers.
That's right.
Instead of April showers. So when are the Mayflowers going to bring the pilgrims?
The season's too rough right now.
Exactly. One of your hardworking Parks Department employees is outside here at the library working in the rain as we speak, shoveling mulch.
Very good. Yep. We love that. That time of year. Love the smell of mulch when you apply it. Sure sign of spring.
Indeed, that is. And also, so is lots of activity in the public schools, right?
Always activity in the schools. Mostly good. 99.9% of it is good.
Yeah, for sure.
We're coming up to the close of the school year. This Wednesday, we'll be honoring a number of National Honor students from both high schools. We do that each year. In fact, we move the meeting to the council chamber to accommodate the kids. So this is the time of the year when it you get into the scholarship awards and National Honor Society notations, the graduations coming up. It's a great time for the school system really to celebrate the achievements of these kids.
It's excellent. And I saw the Boston Globe even recognized a lot of the student athletes in the Quincy Public Schools just recently as well. So they've really had quite an astounding season.
Indeed. We got a good crop of kids.
Any information about the high school graduations yet?
I think it's always the first Monday and Tuesday in June.
Right.
I don't have it in front of me, Joe. I forget which we flip-flop each year which one goes first. I'm not sure who's up this year for the Monday.
Okay, but it will be that first Monday. And I know that even if it does rain, it's going to be that day. It'll just be indoors.
Yeah, that's the decision was made a number of years ago. And I guess it looks like June 5th, Quincy High, and then June 6th is North Quincy High School.
Okay.
So, yeah, a lot of the families, the old days, they plan for that night. Some people come in from out of town.
Yeah.
So if you move it a day or two, it messes up the family plans. So it's not optimum going inside because you can't accommodate all your guests, but it works nonetheless.
Sure. Speaking of schools, any update on the plans for a new Squantum Elementary School?
Yeah, the process continues, though the public doesn't see that stuff. Our team met with the school building authority team, and we have chosen an architect, so we're on to the next phase. The company's called Arrow Street. We've done a number of schools in the Commonwealth and other projects. They're very they got a lot of experience in this world, so we're looking forward to working with them to design a school for Squantum. And, the goal with this building, it's really in the heart of a residential neighborhood, so I certainly don't want a big concrete structure. We want it to respect the area that it's in. So, the beauty is it's a pretty good sized piece of land out there around that school. So we'll be able to accommodate the needs of the new school as well as protect some nice parkland around it.
Mm-hmm. And it has been accepted into the MSBA program, is that right?
It has, okay. Absolutely. We're in the next phase, which is the choice of, we already did the OPM, now we've chosen the architects, and so now the real works begins.
And has the reimbursement rate been determined?
No, that gets assigned along the way. That changes every year based on demographics and all kinds of criteria, so we haven't got that. But my guess is we'll exceed the 60% reimbursement rate.
And will it be the same grade configuration, Mayor?
Generally speaking, yes. We have... it's an elementary school. It's not going to change from that. We do have some special needs programs also in that building. We couldn't fit it in some other buildings. So Superintendent and his team will work out those details.
Okay. And while we're on the topic, any update on the Special Education Learning Center?
It's moving right along. So we expect pretty much to be finished up by the end of this calendar year.
Mm-hmm.
So into the first of the year, 2024, at which time... Then we'll begin the process of really fitting it out, working with the school system. They'll start to do tours for families from Quincy. And then my guess is we'll have a robust summer program and then go right into the new school year in September of 2024.
Okay, very good. Mayor, can we talk a little bit about a proposed home rule petition regarding making retired firefighters special firefighters here in Quincy?
Yes, that's necessary to accommodate retired firefighters to work fire details.
I see.
So it mirrors what we did on the police department a number of years ago. The department couldn't keep up with all the work out there, so they opened it up to retirees. In fact, on the police side, we have other entities come in to fill some of the slots, whether it's the sheriff's department or people from police officers from Randolph and Milton. Because the amount of, one is construction on the roads, but also development work adds up. So this will allow then, when they can't fill the detail with active firefighters, it'd be retired firefighters that would want to be on the list that sign up, and then we could call on them.
Oh, I see. What would a fire detail consist of?
Well, if you have X amount of folks in a public gathering, for example, the Free Jacks games require details.
Oh, okay.
If there's a building under construction and if there's no fire suppression yet, they have to have a fire detail. When you have a demolition or there's a problem with a building, it isn't safe until it's taken down, there's a fire detail. So a number of applications for it.
I see. Okay. And this they would be for one-year appointments, is that right?
That's the easy part. Who knows? Once they're on, as long as they stay active and can handle it, then I'm sure the chief will keep them going.
Okay. While we're on the topic, too, any update on the search for a new police chief?
We have an assessment center that's been doing the work, and I think they've held all the interviews, and I haven't received their report yet, but it should be coming soon. We chose to go the route, which is blessed by civil service, to have an assessment center interview. There weren't enough captains, so it was opened up to lieutenants. I think there were four or five candidates that were interviewed, and I'm waiting for the recommendation.
Okay, very good. Lots of changes happening in public safety this year, for sure.
There are a lot of retirees this year,
yep.
Particularly on the police side, for sure.
And in the not-too-distant future, in a short, less than 2 years now, it'll be Quincy 400 time.
Indeed. We're back at it, and one of the things I just would love to talk about is we've got different categories. As you may recall, we had different areas that we're going to kind of tackle and try to make a difference in, and you know, we had six pillars, we call them. But one of the areas, I meeting the other day with our tree warden and the Tree Alliance folks, and what I'd like to do and we're going to do, and I've asked them for their input, is to create a program by which we plant and also acknowledge existing heritage trees around the city. So this city has a long history of taking care of its urban forest, and we have some nice little pocket parks that would be ideal to really note heritage trees, in some cases plant new ones, good size ones, and maybe tell a little bit of the history of that species at each of these locations in honor of our 400th. I mean, there's so many aspects of life, right, in a community, and, you know, environment is one of them, and I think planting trees speaks volumes about how we care about the environment here in our Quincy. So looking forward to working with the Quincy Tree Alliance. They're going to recommend species to us, and then we'll get in the process of picking the locations, as well as identifying some existing trees. For example, there's some beauties in Mount Walsham Cemetery and some of our parks that we probably will identify. There's a couple of incredible tulip trees inside Mount Walsham, for example. So looking forward to that, another exciting aspect of our celebration coming up.
Oh, okay. So would they be planted that year or planted now and then dedicated in 2025?
Probably be planted in 24 in anticipation of 25.
I see.
We can't wait for everything to happen in 25.
So right.
We want to really, in this case, would be begin the planting process in 24.
Oh, okay. And I'm assuming you try and hit as many neighborhoods as possible right throughout the city.
Yeah, the key with those is you need plenty of planting space.
Yeah.
You know, one of the challenges we have planting trees in the neighborhoods on the streets is the loom board is the grass strips are so narrow, it's challenging.
Sure.
So for the tree to really thrive and grow, you need to give it some space. So and away from road salt and compaction and some of those challenges an urban tree faces. So yes, the answer is yes. It'll be a beautiful program, I think.
Oh, very good. Is that I'm assuming that the Tree Alliance will reach out to the public maybe for suggestions as well?
Well, we're going to do some notifications in the paper and open it up. If people have any thoughts on it, they can reach out directly to the Forestry Division of the Department of Natural Resources. We've got a great tree warden. Anyone can weigh in on it.
Sure. Speaking of,
as long as it's reasonable, we're not going to be planting palm trees.
Well, obviously, it's so important, the right tree in the right location, right? It really is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. Very good. Anything else, Mayor, we should talk about this morning?
I think we got it covered, Joe.
All righty. We'll stay dry, and we will check with you in 2 weeks because I am off next week.
Have a great time.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.